Members of the committee, before today we have House Bill 2082-D, and we have the Dash 38 amendment. And the Dash 38 replaces the entire bill. It still deals with the gas tax issue. It increases the gasoline tax by 5 cents. It designates the distribution of the increase. It repeals the late mile tax. It establishes the diesel fuel tax and increases truck registration fees. That's a very brief overview. And in order to have a good, clean bill to work with, we've been asked to make a motion today to englobe the bill, so then all parties involved have something to work with.
Okay.
And Jim Robinson is here from Legislative Council to clarify that process and why that was
supposed to do. Come on, Jim. Joan will be the only one testifying today and explaining it all.
Thank you. Madam Chairman of the Committee, Joan Robinson, Riverside Council. I just want to explain not really the substance of the Gas 38 amendments, but the process by which they were arrived at. As Megan said, this starts with House Bill 28C, which is the gas tax bill, increases the gas tax that was passed by the House. But this also incorporates House Bill 3344, which was the bill, the OTA bill that repeals the weight mile tax, it creates the diesel tax, and increases the registration fees for trucks. The two bills were merged together. House Bill 3344 was printed A and gross after it came out of House Transportation. It went to the House Revenue Committee. They adopted a number of amendments, but then the bill was not passed out of the House Revenue Committee. So the Dash 38 amendment incorporates into the 3344 section the amendments that were adopted by the House Revenue Committee that were never printed in gross because the bill wasn't passed out of the committee. So those sections that are from House Bill 3344 A and gross don't necessarily look exactly like the way they look in the printed bill. I started out, the first 88 sections of the Dash 38 amendments are from or based on House Bill 3344. And then from Section 89 on, it's from or based on House Bill 2082-D. And that was purely my convenience internal references. There are more internal references in House Bill 3344. There are a number of references, for example, to Section 2 of House Bill 3344. And if that had become Section 95, it would have had to change all those references. So I did it that way because it was easier. The complicated parts of the bill are that there are different effective dates for different parts of the bill. So you will see some RF sections amended up to three times. The weight mile repeal, the House Bill 3344 sections of the bill, by and large, take effect on July 1st, 2000. The increase, the 2082 sections of the bill, the increase in the gas tax, the first increase in the gas tax will take effect on November 1st of this year. The second increase and the rest of 82 would take effect on January 1st of 2000. So there are a few sections, the registration fee sections, the sections that distribute the money, that are amended more than once with the different amendments taking effect at different times. I have a chart that I gave Megan that I started developing for myself when I was drafting House Bill 3344. I don't know whether it's useful to anybody other than me, but it will. I mean, I think it might be, but it was developed only for my own use. But I'm happy to share it with people in case it's helpful. It looks like this. It says revised 7799. And it tells you that sections 1 through 88 are House Bill 3344 plus amendments by the House Revenue Committee and other changes. The changes in the bill that were not adopted by House Revenue and are not in 2082-B are things that I've been instructed to do in developing the Dash 38 amendment, as you know, by Senator Shannon or by the group that's been meeting regularly. So some of the things that nobody's seen before came from those instructions. On the left-hand column where it says section number, it's the section number of the Dash 38 amendment. If there's an asterisk That means it's new. By new, it's not a current ORS section. I don't mean it's new in the dash 38 amendment. Then there's a description that tells you what the section does, and that's the part that is perhaps the most useful. For example, if the counties are looking for high-growth county registration, if the high-growth county registration sections, they can look through and find where that is, if they can figure out the abbreviations I've used. The last column is the source, essentially where the language came from, and that's probably the part that's least useful to anybody other than me. And as I say, I started this when I was originally drafting House Bill 3344, so a lot of the information there is not, some of it is out of date, but, I mean, out of date in the sense that some things have been removed from the bill. So if you see a section number, for example, section 42, is bracketed in the chart. That section has been removed from the 38 Amendment, essentially removed from House Bill 3344, but I didn't renumber the remaining sections. There are currently 100 sections in the bill, and when I take one out, if I renumber everything else, once again, I'm into a nightmare with the cross references, the internal references in the bill. So instead of renumbering, I just put a note in that says, note, section 42 was deleted. Subsequent sections were not renumbered. So that's all that means. And most of these were deleted for technical reasons. So that's what the DAC 38 amendments do. If you vote to send them out for the bill to be printed, engrossed, and re-referred, you'll end up with a fee engrossed House Bill 2082, which will contain exactly what this contains. And then my hope is that everybody who's interested will read every word of it and try to catch things I missed, set the inconsistency. You know, I'd like it not to have major mistakes, as I'm sure you would. Mm-hmm. I have to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Will this put us consistent with federal collection mechanisms?
Federal collection mechanisms?
For the equal tax?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't.
I mean, this would be consistent, like with what Washington or California uses.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure when you start having testimony on the bill, people can address those questions. But yeah, I've never heard any issue raised that would indicate otherwise.
Okay. Yes.
Could you explain to us how the repeal of the weight mile would work under this bill in terms of, you know, cost responsibility, revenue neutrality, all of those things that we get out of our weight mile current system and that so many people are very concerned about? What are the changes here that help to ensure that we're going to still have a...
Just a minute. I just want to answer, okay?
Oh, okay.
And that is that all we're going to do today is put the adoptees, and then we're going over it, by chapter by chapter, or section by section, and we'll have people that will testify about that. Because I don't think you figured the math, and did you?
No, I didn't.
No.
Well, don't we usually have to figure out what we're going to vote on and what we're adopting as amendments before we actually vote on them? I mean, I think it would be good to have that information before we actually vote on it or change.
But yeah, let us submit it, and what we're doing is just anything you don't like and you have support, then we take it out. Anything else you want, we put in. This is just so we will have a printed bill. That's all we were doing today.
Right.
Yeah. But we are going carefully in to have testimony, and maybe she will be back too.
Great.
Because these two people are on other committees, and I just asked for 9 minutes.
So. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, then. Well, I move that we adopt the Dash 38 Amendment dated 7799 to House Bill 2082B and recommend it be printed, engrossed, and re-referred to the Senate Committee on Transportation. Is there any discussion? Okay, clerk will take the roll.
Senator Castillo?
No.
Senator Farioli?
Yes.
Senator George.
Aye.
Senator
Yee. Aye.
Chair
Tanner. Aye. And Senator Byer, I'm not sure, but what the next time will... Okay. Having received the majority of the committee, then it will be printed in gross, but it, Senator Castillo, it has no recommendation because we haven't worked the bill yet.
Thank you.
And the President did enlarge our committee. It's going to be include Senator Lee Beyer, Senator Randy Miller, and Senator Tom Hudson. So we increased by three. And it will serve kind of as a transportation revenue, so the bill doesn't have to go to another committee. I'm receiving a note here. Oh, yes, and tomorrow we will start working the bill at 3 p.m. at our next meeting. Okay. With no further business, we are
here.
Is it here?
Are we here tomorrow?
3:43 tomorrow. There's your
room.